Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Ted Cruz is trying to turn a lead in the polls into a win at the ballot box in Wisconsin's primary that's coming up on Tuesday. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports from Green Bay, Cruz is telling voters they could make the difference in the GOP race.
Billionaire Donald Trump is still very much the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, but he's had a tough week, including a couple of stumbles on the issue of abortion. And he's trailing Texas Senator Ted Cruz in recent polls of Wisconsin voters. At a rally hosted by a super PAC, Cruz said he's the only alternative to Trump.
Wisconsin is on the national stage. The entire country is looking to this state.
Ohio Governor John Kasich is still in the race, hoping to become the nominee if no one enters the Republican convention with enough delegates to win outright. Cruz has been campaigning alongside Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who's endorsed him. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Green Bay.
Austrian police clashed with protesters today who were demonstrating against the closure of Europe's borders to migrants. It happened at the end of a peaceful march of more than 1,000 people as dozens of protesters tried to break through a line of police and riot gear. Austria Today said it would deploy soldiers to its southern border with Italy in order to slow the number of migrants entering the country. Carrie Skyring has more from Vienna.
Defense Minister Hans-Peter Doskozil has told several media outlets that Austria will, quote, soon ramp up strict border controls. He said that means massive controls and soldiers at the Brenner Pass, the main route from Italy through Austria and on to Germany. Restrictions on Austria's eastern borders have already dramatically reduced the number of migrants entering the EU along what's known as the Balkan route. But the defense minister said he expects many to use the Mediterranean route in the coming weeks, suggesting the deployment of soldiers to the Italian border is imminent. He said soldiers were needed because the EU's external borders are not effectively protected. For NPR News, I'm Kerry Skyring in Vienna.
At a candlelight vigil in Lahore, Pakistan today, hundreds of people gathered to remember the victims of an Easter suicide bombing at a park. The Anglican Bishop of Lahore, Irfan Jamil, says people of many faiths came together to pay respects to the 75 people killed, which included 29 children.
We are gathered here, all the Christians and the Muslims and Hindus also here, just to show our solidarity with all those who have lost their lives in this bomb blast, and also to pray for the injured.
A Pakistani group affiliated with the Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack. Amtrak says it's resumed limited service between Wilmington, Delaware, and Philadelphia after a crash this morning outside Philadelphia that killed two people and wounded more than 30 others. Officials say the train hit a backhoe that was on the tracks and two workers were killed. There's no word on the cause. U.S. futures contracts are trading slightly negative at this hour. This is NPR News from Washington. In women's Final Four NCAA basketball play today, Connecticut is playing Oregon State. At the half, the score 47-26 UConn. Later tonight, number 7 Washington takes on number 4 Syracuse. Pope Francis has announced that Roman Catholic parishes in Europe will hold a special collection to raise funds for the people of Ukraine. And Pier Silvia Pajoli reports the Pope said he wants the collection to show his personal closeness to the people of Ukraine.
Speaking at the end of a Mass in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis announced the collection will take place April 24th as what he called a humanitarian initiative of support. Fighting between Russian-backed separatists and government troops in eastern Ukraine has killed more than 9,000 people since Russia annexed the Ukrainian region of Crimea in 2014. Implementation of a deal reached in Minsk last year and a lull in the violence had raised hopes the conflict could be resolved soon, but international monitors warned that fighting recently intensified. The majority of Ukrainians are Orthodox, but there are about 1 million Roman Catholics and 4 million Eastern Rite Catholics who are in unity with the Vatican. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Demand for Tesla Motors' new lower-cost electric cars continues. Officials say pre-orders jumped from 198,000 on Friday to 253,000 this weekend. Those cars have a base price of $35,000 and will reportedly go 215 miles on a single charge. Customers will have to wait a while, though. The cars will not be available until late 2017. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.